Let's talk some Cal sports. Yeah, with what's happened the last couple of weeks, not just basketball. For many years, of course, he graced the Eugene airwaves. Now working for California, covering football and hoops. Be alongside Jay John for the call of Ducks Bears on KSFO 560 AM. Always our pleasure to welcome back Todd McKim. Todd, thanks for the time, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just trying to battle traffic here in Portland, get through this rain, and head down south.
That should always be fun. I'll tell you one thing, though. You got about 18 degrees warmer than we've had the last couple weeks. It could be a lot worse. So
yeah, there's still some snow on the ground up here. But, yeah, we know exactly how bad it can be. And, fortunately, looks like we're going to time this thing just about right.
So 10 days ago, California's athletic director said they're going to let Sonny Dykes go. He talked about ongoing evaluations, and he thanked them for building up the program. And I don't know anyone who even mentioned this as a possibility. As somebody who's close to the program, did you have an inkling this might happen? I mean, what was the read or your level of surprise at that news?
Well, I'd heard some things, maybe a week or so before the actual firing took place. I think everybody was shocked by the timing of it. But, I the way it worked out, I think Sonny had a wandering eye. People were a little tired of him looking at other jobs. And things kind of deteriorated little by little. And all of a sudden, it became kind of an avalanche. And they said, adios, see you later.
So pretty crazy small world full circle stuff going on for Cal Sports and you specifically, because you were a longtime broadcaster on KVAL locally, which includes the late 90s here in Eugene, which includes the late 90s Ducks, which featured a safety by the name of Justin Wilcox. Do you remember what kind of a player he was when he was here, and what are your impressions of him taking over the program now?
Hey, Alex, I'm going to go back a little further.
Uh-oh, I think we lost you.
Playing high school.
Okay, there you go.
High school football at Junction City, was a quarterback out
there,
a very good quarterback, and then signed with Oregon, highly recruited kid, and they made him a safety on defense, and then he became a corner, and an outstanding corner at that. He was second team all-league his senior year, always a smart player, knew where to be on the field. So, yeah, what goes around comes around, and we're very happy that he's now our head coach, and look forward to him trying to finish up the recruiting here in a very short period of time, putting an outstanding staff together and rolling on to next year.
Yeah, to date myself, I remember calling some of his high school games, and I wasn't even married then. Now I'm married more than 20 years and a grandfather. So if you want to play Can You Top This.
And who could forget that Junction City dynasty of the 90s as well?
Yeah, no, that. No, they had that triangle of really good teams during that period of time. They were some great games.
They really were, yeah.
All right, let's get to basketball. Bears on a three-game win streak. Hung tough against UCLA. Beat USC in the Washington schools. Now 13-5, 4-2 in league. Of course, second season last year, made the big dance under Coach Martin. Landed a huge recruit, Mr. Basketball Illinois, Charlie Moore, who started every game. Todd, for folks who haven't seen him yet, how would you evaluate his freshman season? You know, now getting kind of into the teeth of Pac-12 play.
Well, he started out a house of fire in his second game. He had 38 points, which is one of the most points ever scored by a freshman in the Pac-10, Pac-8, PCC, whatever conference you want to call it, and set the Cal freshman record that had been set by Sharif Abdur-Rahim. So that's pretty good company.
Yeah.
There. He can score the basketball. He's a little under 6 foot in size, has a pretty good handle, and like a lot of freshmen, so struggling a little bit once he has gotten into conference play, because the defenses and the coaches kind of figure out where he likes to go, what he likes to do, and so he's had a little bit of a problem with turnovers. But he can shoot it. He can score. Really good kid. He's going to be a terrific player for us for a long time.
Yeah, after that Washington game, Jabari Bird, 3 points shy of 1,000 for his career, so he kind of nonchalantly said, guess I'll just get it the next game. Then he went out against Washington State, missed his first 5 threes, finished with 4 points and a 3 to seal the win, so he gets the total, but not as easily as he thought. Kind of a microcosm of his career at Cal, I guess. His first 5-star recruit in over a decade, but injuries, coaching changes kind of made the road a tough one for him. Now he's a senior leader this year. I guess, what are your thoughts on how he's developed and his career at Berkeley?
Well, he's gotten better. There's no question about that. But he's been injured every year, and that's hurt him, and it hurt his development. The first 2 years, he missed games during league play, and then last year had the unfortunate back spasm incident in Spokane moments before we played Hawaii in the NCAA tournament. And it took him a long time to get back on the court and get ready for this year. And then, lo and behold, he has another incident this year, missed a couple of games. So he's a guy that has had his development hindered by some injuries. He's certainly a guy that can score the basketball. He's got great leap on his jumper. He has become a leader on the basketball team this year. He's got confidence. He just needs to keep shooting the basketball, and hopefully he'll get in one of those zones here. And, I mean, he's capable, as Oregon has seen over the years. He's capable of putting up 20 points in a ball game, and the Bears need that because they're a little challenged offensively. They need Ivan Rabb, they need Jabari Bird and Charlie Moore to score. If they can get a fourth guy to chip in double digits, they got a really good chance to win because we've played terrific defense so far this season, and that's kind of our bread and butter. We're trying to hold people under 60 points, and we've done that a lot this year.
Talking with Todd McKim, talking Cal hoops, certainly we've become more familiar with 50-year seniors, grad transfers. And the Bears have Grant Mullins, who played his entire career in the Ivy League at Columbia. So early he started, then to the bench. Looks like he started the last four. What kind of game does he have? What are the ways he contributes to this Bear team?
He's solid. He can play the one and the two. He's got good handle with the basketball, makes smart decisions most of the time. Very good three-point shooter, a little over 43%, which is what he shot when he was at Columbia, so that hasn't dropped off. He's a guy that's been around the block, so he's a veteran guy, knows the ropes. You know, he had to adjust a little bit to an increase in competition when he first got started, and he missed a game or two as well for a couple of different reasons. But he's a solid player, smart player, and a guy you love to have on your team.
Now, I think anyone who's paid attention to Oregon hoops over the last few years knows that the Bay Area schools kind of tend to have their number. No matter how good they are, the Cardinal and Bears give them fits. In fact, Cal has won 8 of the last 10 matchups, including in Eugene in 2014 when the Ducks were ranked 17th. Very similar circumstances this year. Is it something the Bears do specifically that gives Oregon trouble? Why do you think they're so successful against the Ducks?
There's a guy by the name of Mike Montgomery. I don't think he ever lost to the Beavers or the Ducks in the Bay Area, you know, when the teams came down there. I don't think he ever lost. And then when he was at Cal, he never lost to the Ducks as well.
Wow.
So I'm going to put it on his shoulders. Hall of Fame coach. And he just had it.
Set
over
the tone.
Both the Ducks and the Beavers during his stay at both Stanford and at Cal.
Wow.
Now, Alex mentioned it's become a heated series, and I'm always curious as to how the opponents view Oregon, especially now, Cal catching them on kind of an historic roll. They've just put teams away since that UCLA buzzer beater. So you're around the guys, you're around the coaches, and what you've personally observed, what's kind of the buzz as far as this Oregon team they're going to face here in Eugene?
Well, one of the best teams in the country. They're hitting their stride, as you mentioned, Steve. The UCLA game kind of put them over the hump. They have great versatility. They're one of the top defensive teams in the league this year. They have athleticism inside with Jordan Bell. Between he and Boucher, they got three shot blockers, rim protectors, that not a lot of teams in this league have. Then they have great versatility on the perimeter as well. And I know Tyler Dorsey has struggled a little bit this year, but Dylan Ennis is playing really well, especially as of late. Pritchard's come in, and I mean, he looks more like a senior than he does a true freshman out of West Lynn. Casey Benson is another guy that can play on the perimeter, handle the ball, doesn't turn it over. And then Dylan Brooks kind of rounds things out, a guy that you can go to when you need a big shot, you need a key play. So they've got all the parts to be a really good team. They're a championship contender. I don't think there's any question about it. And they have an ability to go deep in the NCAA tournament if all goes well as well.
Now, you mentioned the defense earlier. Cal in the top 15 in a bunch of defense and rebound stats this year, led in large part by Kingsley Okoro. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Climbing up the career shot. Go ahead.
Yeah, Okoro.
Okoro.
That's how you pronounce his name.
Thank you very much. He's climbing up the career shot blocks list for them. For Oregon fans who haven't really seen him play, what kind of player is he, and what can fans expect to see Cal try and do against that duo of Jordan Bell and Chris Boucher? Is it going to be him or kind of a cast of characters, or do they even avoid him altogether?
Well, Cal plays its best basketball when they play with two bigs, and they've got three guys to pick from. Ivan Rabb is by far and away their best interior scorer. He can also make the jumper as well. He's really crafty around the rim with the left hand and right hand. They're very athletic. Kingsley Okoro and Cameron Rooks are more effective at the defensive end with their size. As you mentioned, Kingsley moving up the all-time shot-blocking list. Both of those guys don't have the kind of offensive game where you're just going to dump it down there 10 or 15 times a game and say, hey, go score the basketball. But they can score inside. But it's Ivan Rabb that's the most effective interior player. So they need to keep those three guys in some combination on the court at the same time to be at their maximum effectiveness. Because when Rabb's on the floor, normally he draws a lot of double teams, and that opens things up for everybody else.
All right. Awesome information, as always. Appreciate you checking in, letting us catch up with the inside scoop on Cal football and hoops. You travel safe. Have a great broadcast, and, of course, enjoy your time back in your old stomping ground. And we really appreciate the time every time you join us, Todd. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Hey, Steve, Alex, anytime. Glad to talk to you guys.
All right, take it easy.